Please welcome to the stage, Mr. John Pinnett. Yes!
Thank you very much. A pleasure. Thank you. Wow. How are you? Listen. Santa, you're too skinny. You, me, buffet after the show. Actually, I'm going home on Sunday back east for Christmas. I love Christmas. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, though. Yeah. People ask me, they say, John, what do you want for Christmas? I say, Thanksgiving. And we're going to have Christmas dinner at my sister's. And so I sent money for a turkey. I sent her $500 so she could get a turkey. And she said, how big a turkey do you want? I don't know about that stuff, but I'm thinking, you know, 100, 125 pounds. Just don't run out because I'll start breaking furniture. How big a turkey do you want? I want to hear angels singing when I see the turkey. Here's the turkey, John. Ha, 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 ha. Good turkey. Because let me tell you what happened for Thanksgiving. I'm back at my sister's for Thanksgiving, back east. And there's 10 of us at the table. She brings out a 12-pound turkey. I heard no angels. In fact, my arm went numb. There's 10 of us who got a 12-pound turkey? Tell me there's 9 more turkeys in the kitchen just like this one. Tell me this is like a Cornish game hen of turkey. I was an animal. I put it on my chest. I eat it like an otter. The crocodile hunter came in and filmed me. Oh, he's a beauty, isn't he? That's one of the great American river otters. And at Thanksgiving, my sister had... I try to shun vegetables. I'm a health nut. And my sister made turnips. You put enough butter on anything, I can choke it down. So she goes, try the turnips. Now, I'm very gassy. I mean, not now. I have pills. Don't worry about it. But turnips do not help gas. I found that out. I blew the dining room windows out. 4 grand for new windows. That's what I get for trying a vegetable. Next time I want more stuffing. Oh, and you know what my family said to me? They said, because we're going to go a little vacation. They said, we're going skiing. Now, I'm not a skier. Now, you people listening on the radio, you wouldn't look at me and go, that's a skier. That is a skier. No, I'm a swimmer. I like to swim. I frolic when I swim. I'll swim in the ocean. I'm not afraid of sharks. I do a killer whale impression, scares the hell out of them. They come at me, dun, 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 dun. Other killer whales come. John's in trouble. You should not have tried to bite John. But skiing, I don't do skiing. One time I skied. My friends, you know, they wanted to see what would happen to me. So, now I won't ski. You can't get me up there, but they gave me tequila. Yeah, apparently one of the side effects of tequila is thinking that you can ski. They should have a warning on the label, a chubby guy skiing with a slash through it. I'm no peekaboo street, believe me. When you ski, you usually see people ski. They go, wee. This is not what happened. I watched. By the time I got down the mountain, I looked like Frosty the Snowman. Kids were gathered around me. Thump-a-dee-thump-thump, thump-a-dee-thump-thump. There must have been some magic in that old straw hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. No more skiing. I say nay, nay to skiing. But it's going to be tough this Christmas because my family is, they're great cooks, and I lost about 150 pounds. Oh, yeah. And my friends, you know, like the ones that take me skiing, they've been very supportive. They say nice things like, you know what? We can really see it in your face. I lost 150 pounds. And I'm thinking, how big was my head before I started all this? Apparently, I'm walking around with this huge head. Nobody ever said anything to me. You think I would have stopped people dead in the street? My God, look at the head on it. My friend should have taken me aside. John, it's about your head. We have to suck some of the fluid out of that bad boy. You're going to tip over like the Elephant Man. Oh, and everybody has advice. I went to one guy. I went to one nutritionist. And I walk into his office, and he says to me, well, the good news is you can have all the salad you want. Oh, that is good news. Phew. I have breathed a sigh of relief now. All the mixed greens I want. He wanted me to eat salad as the food. Oh, nay, nay. Salad's not food. Salad comes with the food. You go out, you order a steak, what do? They bring you a salad. They don't even charge you for it because it ain't worth anything because it ain't food. Salad is a promissory note that food will soon arrive. It is by no means food. And he says, well, how about steamed vegetables? That's heated salad. I don't want that either. You're not helping me so far. And as a snack, he gave me rice cakes. What? What are those? I packed my Christmas ornaments in them, but I wouldn't eat them. You can buy 1,000 for 35 cents. They're cheap. But there's no food in them. As the food! Oh, and everybody knows, anybody ever lost a pound is Richard Simmons. Everybody knows, oh, John, you should do what I do. Everybody, you should do what I do. One of my friends said, John, you should do what I do. I gave up sugar. Oh. He's not my friend anymore. I don't hang with that no sugar crowd. Eventually they come to no good. I try, like an idiot, I tried it. I tried giving up sugar for a week. I wake up in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Don't know how I got there. I'm in the gift shop. I think I'm in Willy Wonka's factory. That's, come with me and you'll see A world of pure imagination. If you want to view paradise, I find out you eat a case of Reese's Cups, you will see Oompa Loompas. I know that.
What do you get when you gobble down sweets?
Okay, I've had too many of these. Put these in the car. I'm going to have some Twizzlers and try to come down here for a little while. I'll be okay. Just going to wait till the Oompa Loompas go away. Oh, everybody knows. John, one of my friends says, John, you should do what I do. I eat a lot of sushi because it's very low in calories, high in protein. Now, there are some wonderful Japanese dishes. Great aesthetics, great presentation, great... What the Japanese do to a vegetable? Oh! Vegetable tempura? They take the vegetable, they dip it in batter, and they fry it. This is how you make a vegetable. I grabbed the chef. I said, come with me. You have to explain to my nutritionist. He yelled at me. He said, let go of me. Your nutritionist is right. You should have a salary. You eat like a free Willy. You eat like free Willy. It's very hard. Because it's hard to pronounce in a Japanese diet. It comes out free. I said, what? I said, the free wee, like a free pot. By the big free pot. You know free pot. It's a free pot, faster than life. So anyways, one of my friends wants me to eat a lot of sushi. Now, sushi ain't bad. If you throw it on the hibachi for about 5-10 minutes, it ain't that bad. But first of all, sushi is wrapped in seaweed. Now, that's ocean salad. I'm not eating that. Plus, you know what? I picked that out of the crack of my butt at the beach. You're not supposed to eat that. Really? I never went to the beach and went, hey, honey, we got sandwiches here. Hold on. What are you ordering pizza for? You're wasting money. God, I hope that's not how they harvest this. Sumo wrestlers walking up and down the beach in Osaka. I'm a fool now. I'm a coming in. I went to one lady to get healthier. She was one of these homeopathic medicine ladies. She was very nice. But she was an herbalist. When I say herbalist, I don't mean a bong or rolling papers or anything. I can't smoke pot. You don't want to see me with the munchies. It's an ugly thing. You wake up at a pancake house. You ate my son's waffle. I'm sorry. I didn't inhale, but they blew the smoke at me. This ain't comedy. This is my life. Okay. Actually, I went to Jamaica about 6 months ago, and it is a beautiful island. And a Jamaican gentleman comes up to me and goes, hey, man, you want to smoke some spleef? No. I've been on a diet for 2 years, and if I smoke pot, I'll eat this island. I'm not talking about hitting a buffet or two. The island will be gone. I'll be stuff of folklore.
I remember it came out of the jungle.
The great white beast. I knew by the stone look in his eyes that everything was gonna be Irie.
He was a buffalo eater. No buffet, no cry. No buffet, no cry.
Now, so I go to this herbalist lady, and the herbalist lady, she says, I want you to juice for a month to cleanse your system. As the food. Well, I'm going back to the salad guy. At least I had something to chew. She sold me a juicer. I thought it was a wood chipper. You can juice stuff I didn't know had juice in it. I juice parsley. Who juices parsley has juice in it? I never picked up parsley. Oh, juice all over my hands again. I do that all the time. Second week, I juiced a ham. One bad. She called me up. How you doing? Oh, I'm juicing. So let me get this potato salad in here. And then you know what she told me? She said, I bet you have a blocked colon, too. Okay. How are we going to unblock this bad boy? She said, well, you're juicing. I said, oh, yeah, I got a roast beef right in the refrigerator, ready to go. She said, well, put these herbs. She gave me herbs. She says, take these herbs for a month, three times a day in the juice, and then your colon will be clean. I called her 4 hours later from the bathroom. Hey, crazy lady, I'm sending back the rest of the herbs. Mission accomplished. I think I passed a kidney. When I walk, my ass whistles again. I'm doing a concert with Zamfir at Carnegie Hall next month. I hope you'll all come. It's always so wonderful to do this show. It really is. So many wonderful musicians on, you know. I feel like I should try a little something, a little musical, so let me do a little Elvis for you.
Come on and treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel, and love me. Break my faithful heart. Tear it all apart, but love me.
And I love you, ladies and gentlemen, and all the people that are listening on their radio. God bless you all, and to all a good day.